Hey, glad that you're here this morning. Could I ask you a favor? I'm always telling you, please fill out the prayer cards and put them in the box that I'll pray for you. But could we take a moment and you just pray for me? Would that be okay? And so I'm just going to stand here in quiet, and I'm just going to let you pray silently and just ask God to come and to do his work in me so that he can do his work through me. Would that be okay? Let's pray together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all for doing that. I have made no bones about it. I struggle with depression, and sometimes life kind of gets overwhelming, and it just kind of comes in like a flood. And last week was a difficult week for our church. It wasn't just difficult for me. As Chip mentioned in his prayer, we had just a dear, sweet lady of faith who often came to worship at the water who defeated cancer this week. Not the way we wanted God to do it, but the way God is most glorified. And so she went on to be with Jesus, and cancer died, but she lives on. So I just want to give a shout out to God that he is still the Lord supreme. But we did her funeral yesterday, and then last night at about 11:40, I got an email regarding another person from within our church that died yesterday. And that guy just struggled with depression, and my heart just bleeds for that family, and it's difficult. And the message that I had today just didn't seem like what I needed to share. So the reason I have you praying is I'm going to go off script. And I believe that maybe somebody here today or somebody that you know needs to hear this word. And so if you would just listen with an open heart, maybe it's you today that needs to hear this word. Maybe it's a family member that needs to be encouraged. But today is the Palm Sunday. This is where we recognize Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. His entire ministry had led up to this point, and now with a resolute face, he sets his face toward the final journey that would lead him to the cross for you and for me. Okay? So here's what I want to read. I want to read out of Matthew chapter 21, and I just want to read down for a little bit. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went, and they did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt. And they laid their coats on them, and he sat on the coats. Most of the crowd spread their coats in the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them in the road. The crowds going ahead of him and those who were following were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." What I want us to see today is that Jesus has a plan. Jesus has a plan. And it's amazing to me that oftentimes his plan includes people just like us, or people or things that don't seem to be very significant that would be easy to overlook. You remember that Jesus sends his disciples out and he says to them, "I want you to go in the village opposite you because there's a colt and a donkey there that I need." go and see about that. And the person that has them are going to release them into your care to be used in my service. A borrowed donkey. You know, isn't it amazing how the Lord of the universe oftentimes doesn't have the resources he needs to reach out and touch others? Think about this. What did he have when he fed the 5,000? A borrowed lunch. 5 loaves and 2 fish from a little boy. And yet the little boy gave that over to the master, and Jesus blessed it, and he broke it, and he handed it out. And who was blessed? Everyone. So much so that they had how many baskets full of leftovers? Numerous. It's like 12 or 13 baskets full of leftovers. It's amazing to think what Jesus can do with just a borrowed lunch. That wasn't the first time, though. Did his parents have a place at the inn? No. They had to borrow a stable to be his entry point into our world. Borrowed. When Jesus died, did he have a place to be buried that he had purchased and bought? No. You see, we have a God who borrows things, who takes what is offered to him and uses it as a blessing for many. You see, through that little manger, he came into our world. Through the various things that people gave him, he was able to bless people and to let them know that God is all powerful and he can do a whole lot with very little. And then he used an empty tomb, a borrowed tomb, to display his power for the world to see. Jesus had a plan for a borrowed colt. Now, that may not seem like much for you and for me. It was just a simple beast of burden. But could it be that today Jesus is looking not for colts and donkeys, but he's looking for men and women and children that he could solicit to be a part of his plan to do something major in the world today? I love the fact that not only does he say, I have need of those things, but then he tells his disciples, loose them and set them free. Some of you today, you're sitting here and you're thinking, there is no way God would want any part of me. He doesn't realize the mess that I am. He doesn't know or understand the mess that I've made of my life. He doesn't understand the layers upon layers of bondage that I find myself in. God wouldn't want someone like me. And what I have to say to you is God wants someone exactly like you. Because he's in the liberty business. He's in loosing things so that they can be freed so that he can use them. And what I have found to be true, maybe you have too, but the ones that God uses the most are the ones that most people think the least of. That they can see God's power in that person because they know it wasn't anything that person had to do. It wasn't about their control. It wasn't about their powerful words. It wasn't about things that they could make happen. It was, if God didn't do that, it wouldn't have happened kind of people. I honestly think that's why I'm preaching. That people who knew me back then, they're like, really? That guy? Yeah. That guy. And it can be you too. You see, because God has a need today, he needs to borrow your life. He wants to use you in powerful ways. He doesn't want you to settle for being tied up and not being used for the purpose that you were created. In other gospel stories, we find out that these animals had never been ridden. They had never been put to service. They had never done a day's work. They were simply sitting there waiting. Waiting. Being wasted. There are those of you sitting here today, you can be world changers, but you're sitting and you're waiting and you feel all bound up and you feel unworthy. What, me? I'm a homeless dude. There's nothing God could ever want from me. There's nothing God could ever use me for. A business owner? Why would God want a business owner? Because God knows the plans that He has for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans not to harm you. To give you a future and a hope. Have you submitted yourself to Him? Have you made yourself available to God so that He could come and say, "Yes, I need you. Could I borrow you for a little bit? Would you submit to my plan? Because if you'll do that, I have a way that I can loosen the chains and set you free." The Bible tells us who the Son sets free is free indeed. Some of you need to know that you've not been so trapped for so long that you're a helpless cause. With God, you're a hopeful cause. And today I want you to hear that word. I don't know where you've come from. I don't know what you're going through. But I do know this. Nothing is too difficult for who? God. Because with God, all things are possible. He can break your addiction. He can pierce through the darkness of your depression and bring joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. He can bring back together your the marriage and make your vows significant again. God can take wayward children and turn them into prodigals and lead them back home. I don't know where you are or what you've got going on, but today I know this. God has a plan, and it involves people just like us meeting right here at Sharky's. And He wants today to unhitch you, to loosen you so that you might go free. And you know how this story kind of climaxes? I love this. They bring the donkeys to Jesus. Just plain old beasts of burden. Ordinary animals. But you know when they became extraordinary? The moment that Jesus sat upon them. And they delivered Him to the crowds in Jerusalem. They, those beasts of burden, became the vehicle on which Jesus rode to present Himself to many others. You don't feel significant today? You've come struggling with self-esteem. You've come with issues and problems and difficulties. Today is your day because Jesus, I believe, is pointing in your direction. That His plan includes you. And He wants to loosen you so that He might take your life at your submission. He's not going to force you. He's not going to rein you in. He's not going to bulldog you or hog tie you. He's going to wait for you to freely and openly embrace His plan. And then what He wants to do is use your life as a means to reach and touch and bless others so that those who oversee, those who overlook, those who witness that event might praise His name. That's what happened that first Palm Sunday. That's what happened. And it can happen again today. This is a brief message. It's probably going to be the one you love the most because it's taken the least amount of your time. But here's my thing. I don't want to be in the way of what God does. And so here's what I want to do. I want to ask the band to go ahead. They're like, "What? We've just finished like a quarter of our coffee. You're calling for the band already? What's going on?" Guys, we're going to beat the Baptist to the restaurant today. All right, that's what's going on. All right. But here's what I want to do. Normally, you know, I preach and 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 preach and I preach. And then at the very end, we bring them up and I give you something to write down or some way of interacting. Here's what I want to do today. I want them to play. And I want us just to sit in the presence of God. I don't want you to stand. I'm not asking you to come forward at this point. What I want you to do is I want you to listen to the voice of God as He calls your name, as He points in your direction, as you realize He does want and He does need you. And that's not just, that's not even the best part. The best part is He wants to set you free from whatever you're dealing with. Whatever your struggle is, whatever your deepest sorrow, your deepest sadness, whatever it is that's holding you back from being all that God created you to be and to do, the day is now. You're not going to be wasted any longer. Today's the day where God says, I'm going to set you free to be used by me. And then listen to God as He begins to say what He wants to do and how He wants to use you as a delivery system to the world. A delivery system of His love. A delivery system of His peace. Of His patience. Of His kindness. Of His goodness. Of His love. He wants to put His fruit within you. Actually, He wants to put His Spirit within you. So that the Spirit can produce His fruit. So that the world might be changed through your testimony. I'm tired of the enemy stealing our people. I'm tired of the enemy teaching you and treating you like you were dirt. Each and every one of you is a son and a daughter of the Most High God. You have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Christ. And in the authority of Christ, I say no more. No more. We're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to surrender our marriages to the enemy. We're not going to surrender our emotional states to the junk and the lies that the enemy tells. We're not going to do it anymore. Today's a day of victory. Today is a day where we receive from God what we need to receive. And so as the band plays, listen to God. Let's pray together. Jesus, I pray that You would fill this house. That Lord, from the person in the very back that thinks they need You the least to the person up front just dying to have You come and touch them. Lord, I pray that You would walk amongst us this day. That, Lord, this would be not just Palm Sunday, but God, would this be a possible day of Pentecost here at Sharkey's, where Your Spirit falls upon us and where we receive freedom, where we receive our marching orders, where we walk away from sins and heartaches and habits, that we can walk forward with You and that You would change our lives and use us to reach out to this community and beyond. God, would You do that? Speak to Your people, oh God. Speak to them. Lord, we're reminded in the scripture that Samuel said, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Speak, Lord. Your people are hungry. Speak, Lord. Your people are desperate for a fresh word and a fresh wind of the Spirit. Speak, Lord, because we need healing and forgiveness. Speak to us today, Lord, and call us. Call us by name. I want to ask some of my friends who are gifted in prayer to go to the other side of the tiki bar. And what I'd like for them to do is just stand there and be available to You. Again, I'm not calling you forward. You can slip out and you can go around the side of the tiki bar to the far side of the restaurant. They're willing to do battle for you. They're willing to lift you up and to love on you. It's nothing that we're going to do. It's all about what God is going to do. Because He's here today. And He has a plan.